Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Hi, I'm Vicky Feeney and I beat people for a living. Let me explain. I'm a dominatrix, but I also own Townhouse in the Wirral, which is a swinging, fetish and LGBT club. And I'm obviously there all the time, wielding me whips. But I'm also the presenter of the Pathacel podcast, which is a podcast based in Liverpool. Maybe we'll talk about it later on. But if not, check it out.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
I want you to strap yourselves in for this one. So you might remember from the very first season, I spoke to a lady who I thought was an urban myth, an urban legend. I'd heard stories about the place in which she worked. I found the owner. I found a phone number and I messaged her. Back then, she was like, oh, but you're not going to take me photograph. You're not going to film me. We're not going to show me face. A couple of years have passed and now she's a little bit braver and even more honest, which is scary if you've listened to the first one, the townhouse in Birkenhead. You heard the stories, a swingers gaff where you can go. You can take your partner. You can go without your partner. You can go to MILF Mondays, drop your kids at school, have a ball, go back and pick the kids up. We learned all about this, but there's so much more to learn. This is Ladies of Liverpool. I'm with Vicky from the townhouse.
Ladies of Liverpool.
To me, sat there like, you know, Snow White, eyes wide open, listening to your life in the townhouse. And if people don't know, you sort of stumbled into it, didn't it? It wasn't like you woke up one day and said, I'm going to open a swingers club. Remind us again how Townhouse came about.
So we've just said it off air before that interview was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So much has happened in those 10 years. Mm-hmm. The club's 20 this year.
Yeah.
So let's go back then from last 10 years.
Yeah.
When I spoke to you last, the club was 10 years old.
You were a member at first, is that right?
I was a member, yeah.
And then you decided to take over the bar.
Then I progressed on to the manager, and within a short space of time, we were offered the place to take on, basically.
And it was you and your guy, wasn't it? Mm. Pair of yous were like, we're taking the reins and we're doing with this what we do best.
Now, when we spoke last in 2015, our team was maybe about 20 people, something like that.
Yeah.
And me and Jim, obviously. And now there's about 55 of us.
Whoa.
It's dead busy.
55 members of staff?
Yeah. Because we're open like all the time, day and night. We have a couple of days off in the week. But there's loads of events and they're very busy and they're very demanding.
Yeah.
And just for people's safety and stuff, there's got to be quite a lot of staff around. So, and any one night you might have like 10 staff.
Vicky, is this staff or is this volunteers?
Both.
I was going to say, I think people in your community of the townhouse and stuff, I imagine once you're in and you're settled, you'd be happy to be there all the time. It's almost becomes your place, doesn't it? As
it's
well
a
as
members
yours
club,
and gyms. Yeah.
You know. So the members are very much part of it. Mm-hmm. And so when we get to know them, you know, we might say, do you want to come over onto the dark side and, you know, maybe help out behind the scenes? And we call them buddies.
Yeah.
And they are invaluable. Mm-hmm. They welcome people in, show people around, make them feel comfortable and that. And they've lived it themselves and know what it's like to be new.
Yeah.
So that's why we only bring people in that have been members for a while so they can empathise of what it's like to be new.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got loads of buddies. Mm-hmm. We've got loads of hosts. We have private hosts as well. They hire the club privately. Some of them switch over. And then we've got our paid members of staff as well. It's big to you.
So if I wanted to do a raunchy ABBA night, I could like rent your place out and...
Yeah, we'd have to wait till next year because we're fully booked out until the middle of next year. That's how busy we are.
Last time I spoke to you, you had like I can't even remember the numbers, but thousands of people pay monthly subscriptions or membership charges coming from all over the country.
World.
All over the world. Mm. Now, obviously, it's thriving even more. You had lockdown, so everyone's come out ready and rearing to go.
Lockdown.
Did you notice a difference in what you had to sort of provide people with after lockdown? Did people come out like dogs out of cages and were like rampant?
Do you know what? Some did. Mm-hmm. And they were gagging. Yeah. You know, and literally the weeks leading up, you know, is this date definitely confirmed? Is this a launch party? We sold out like that.
Yeah.
In fact, we had a couple of launches, some for the swingers and for fetishists, two different parties because it was just so busy. And then those loads of people that felt awkward coming back, they'd been socially, you know, isolating for all that time. We were closed for 18 months. So we lost some of our staff because they couldn't afford, obviously, to just stay off indefinitely.
Yeah.
So we lost some of those. We lost loads of members as well. People that they maybe had grandkids or kids of their own, moved house, relationships broke down, or just decided
lost the
job, that... Yeah, exactly.
Lives have changed. Yeah.
Loads of things have changed. So we lost loads of members. Loads, some have come back, but not all.
Okay.
I think they've just sort of like moved on and just not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
But on the back of COVID and everybody being locked in and like gagging.
Yeah.
And basically, I think taking stock of their life and looking at what they really want and being honest with each other, I think COVID made people have honest conversations with each other.
Yeah.
Life's too short, all that.
Yeah.
And so we got this massive influx of new members. Like,
fabulous.
Massive. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so I'd say probably the people that come now, 10% old members and the rest are all brand
That's
new since
incredible,
COVID.
Incredible, isn't it? Mm. So you completely replenished, haven't you, that as a club, all these new faces. So I love, my favorite thing to talk to Vicky about, and it always just it gives me life to think that I said last time I've had a very boring, you know, life when it comes to partners and stuff. Even my mates have had a couple of partners, I've had one. So this for me is, I'm like, I love the fact that people come to you and you welcome them, whatever the history is, no judgment, whether they're like me, where they've had a really, you know, quiet life or whatever, and they're ready to explode, or whether they've always just been ready and rearing and up for anything. Talk us through your program. Are you still doing MILF Mondays?
Yes, we're still doing MILF Monday. That was 10 years old in November last year.
I think you just started it last time we spoke and you were talking us through. I love telling people, you know, you get out for a drink or you're at dinner parties and I go, I talk about your place and I go, you know, like they do MILF Mondays, it's fabulous. And I'm like, what's that? You explain it in your words.
Okay. Did I tell you about when Virgin were in the club? Virgin Media. Right, let me start about MILF Monday first.
Okay.
So MILF Monday is 10:30 till 3:30, first Monday of every month unless it's a bank holiday. And bank holiday.
Love, it's a business, isn't it? It's a business.
Yeah, I'm not working bank holiday. Fuck off. So they have a shag. But also the kids are off, aren't they? So they won't be able to come in.
Yeah, routine changes.
Yeah.
And MILF Mondays is all about routine, isn't it?
All about that. And so you haven't got to be a MILF. Mm-hmm. It's just the name.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of MILFs that come along. They'll drop the kids off at school. Whiz home, quick change of outfit, you know, from like the mummy stuff. Come into the club, have the time of their lives, quick shower, in time for the school bell. And if anybody asks, they've been doing hot yoga, basically.
So next time you're in the school playground.
Yeah, look around.
Look at anyone saying they've been to yoga.
Yeah.
They might well have been to MILF Monday.
What you're looking for is a mascara smeared and the shag top.
Yeah, the back of the nails all tattered up.
Yeah.
So I remember last time you're saying it was mostly like workies or, you know, lads on the dinner hour, and they'll come just have a brilliant time with these girls. These girls are up for it. No commitment. No, like, oh, he's going to phone me. No, I've got to go out for a dinner with them. You just fulfil your needs.
Yeah, and go home, yeah.
Pick who you like.
Yeah.
As many as you like.
Yeah.
That you can fit into that time, and away you go.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
What else is on the schedule?
Hang on, before I do that, Virgin Media.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The internet went down half an hour before we were due to open for MILF Monday, and we can't legally open without it. All of our fire alarms and everything are on the internet, our CCTV, all that.
I'm thinking you're putting porn up and you need
no.
the Wi-Fi.
I put a classy joint in a porn up. Why have porn on when people can go upstairs and watch live porn, which is better?
Well, that's true. That is true. So the Wi-Fi was for your alarm.
Anyway, CCTV.
That sounds like a live issue.
Legally, we've got to have it.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit. So we phone Virgin Media on the business account. They're pretty good at coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So we literally can't open unless you come out. So these two guys came out. Yeah. They were brilliant. And we said, look, we're opening like soon.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be in the public domain? And they went, well, yeah, because obviously your modem's on reception as people are walking in. I said, well, okay, discretion. What you see here, it stays with you, obviously, with your job, confidentiality, and amount as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, people coming in like that, virgin on the thing, like, oh, we've got a couple of virgins. Oh, God. One was a little bit shy. The other one was like that, going, ooh, who's coming in? He was a bit too interested.
Yeah.
Anyway, but afterwards, the Liverpool Echo and another newspaper did a story on it. Somebody found out that the Virgin Media guys had been there, and they asked Virgin for a quote. And they said, because there's like a few little mocking lines in there,
of
like
course.
A bit innuendos and all that.
Yeah.
But Virgin, brilliant. They said, good to see our staff go the extra furlong, because it was Grand National Day when they came along. Yeah. And so it said, oh, all these fillies, you're ready for a rising, and all the stallions. The whole thing
That's
was all about
class.
Grand National. And then Virgin had put this thing, like to go the extra furlong.
So they saw the fun in it. And of course, I mean, it's like we said before, it is a business.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to have to bring other people in time to time. Do you ever get anyone coming in who are quite judgy about it? Have you ever had a moment where...
No.
You felt you have to explain it to people or make them understand?
You can't just walk in. You see, you've got to buy tickets and there's a process you have to go through.
Yeah.
And the website's like really comprehensive on what to expect and what you're walking into. So there's no danger of just walking and going... Okay, I wasn't expecting it to be a swingers club.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to like, a dinner dance or something.
Yeah. You know where
you're
going.
What you're going to. But what we do get sometimes, you have a couple coming in and maybe the guy has been dead keen.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, not pushy, but being very persuasive maybe to his partner. Let's try it.
He's leading the charge, yeah.
She's like a day in headlights on reception. He's like cocking and basically,
rearing
to go. And then they disappear off, and when they come back to the reception, the woman's got the shag top and the mascara everywhere. She had the time of her life, and he's fuming.
Because she's enjoyed it too much.
She's had a great time.
That's the risk you run, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So when that happens, you've got to communicate.
Yes. So you've got your MILF Mondays.
So we have MILF Mondays.
Tuesday,
we have what we call a BDSM Munch, which is a social. So that's just for people who are interested in BDSM but don't want to go to a main event. A munch. It's not that kind of munch, Snow White.
All our heads went to one place. I'm like, what?
So it's just a word that we use, a munch. It's like not a code word, but it's just, you're not saying BDSM social, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
And so if you're interested but you're not ready to go to a main event yet, you can go to a munch to just meet people on the scene, ask questions. We have like a kink 101, which answers all the basic questions that we get asked, just to prepare people for what to expect.
So BDSM's like bondage?
Bondage, domination, sadomasochism. Yeah.
Okay.
And with the munch, we also have a pub night on a Tuesday, the last Tuesday of the month. That's just another social. You can come along as a fiver. We have a pub quiz, play your card right, all that.
Lovely,
just a normal pub night.
No sex, no
it's
nothing.
It's just an introduction. Some people can slope upstairs, but there's no nudity downstairs, nothing like that. Wednesdays were generally closed, but we do have an open evening on the last Wednesday, so you can just come in, no tickets, just have a look around.
Yeah.
So that's no funny
How
business.
How many of you listening now are thinking... Love
we're going on the
around.
Last Wednesday,
I'd love to just go.
Just have a little nose.
I've been, so I can tell you.
You've got to come back, I've had loads done.
So last time I went, you walked in. I say this like I've been, like I'm a member.
I know, she's a regular,
I know, it's all an act, it's all an act. I went to film for the guys with Jay, didn't I?
Oh, it was great, that.
We walked in and there was a hot tub.
Yeah.
I walked into the bar. The bar was like the swankiest bar. Mm. Don't think it's like this rundown pub from the outside. It looks rough as ourselves.
Yeah. Well, that's to detract on one's attention.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. You walk in, glamorous bar. Up this is like a social club room.
Yeah.
And that must be where you put your bands on and your comedians.
That's completely changed now, wait till you see it.
I remember going up the stairs and there was like a dentist chair for role play.
Yeah.
The changing rooms were lovely and you were saying that's for people,
that's
you know.
That's all been done out as well.
Has it?
Yeah, got two changing
Do you know
rooms,
what stuck with me from that room is as we walked around and you said, it's lovely in here on whatever day it was. You said, we welcome people to come, especially men who like to dress as women, but they're not comfortable doing it with their own friends and they're keeping it from everyone. They're living this lie and they come and like your girls will help them, do the makeup, teach them how to do the hair, show them what looks nice. And it did not make me just feel all warm. I was like, this is a proper community. This isn't gang bang, all pulling each other's hair and jizzing on each other and then all.
I mean, there's events for that.
Well, tell me more about those.
You see, you don't want to hear about the nicer events. You want all the filth.
I want the stuff that we don't know happens.
Okay.
But I also want people to know what I've heard.
Okay.
And it is that loveliness and that sense of community. I want to get that out there and make that clear.
So let's go back then to the newbies, beginners, social things that I've been telling you about, and then we'll work up to the filth.
Okay, but...
So we've just done the Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, we have a newbies night, newbies and not-sos. So we have all regulars coming in who will talk to the newbies, introduce them to each other and all the rest of it. That's nice. We have other events as well for like specific groups of people. So we have Slay, which is an event for curvy girls and admirers.
Oh, lovely.
We have an event called Lust, which that's a bit filthy.
Yeah.
That's like a combination of things like cuckolds. Do you know what cuckolds are?
Is that, I think you taught me that last time, is that where your fella wants to watch you get done by someone else?
Get done. Get banged, love.
I see, I don't know the words.
The lingo.
I know, I feel like I need to swat up on the word. Get done.
That's actually dog, isn't it?
Yeah, get snipped.
I'm taking my dog to get done.
So you're doing it with some fella while your fellow enjoys watching someone else enjoy you.
Yeah, yeah. So we have that going on.
I remember that for you. Look at that.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, Lust, we have the cuckolds, we have gangbangs and greedy girls and stuff
and
like
this
that.
Is
that's
all
a culmination
night.
One event. Yeah. We have an event called Fucked, which is F-C-K-D.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Insta boosts us off if we had
of
the
course.
Proper words.
Yeah.
Don't like naughty words on Instagram.
Yeah.
That is a no-holds-barred thing, and you literally dress down as soon as you walk in. You pay. Some people get dressed down the queue.
So you just come in, pick someone, and go for it?
No, you just get your clothes off.
Okay.
Get a little drink.
Yeah.
And then go, no, you don't.
Okay. She just does a little a little sign that, you know, would never be misinterpreted by anyone. You'd know exactly what they meant. Oh, so it just means that they just want to get the clothes.
Yeah.
So are these like nudists who just want to get the clothes off?
They put the lingerie on. So they have nice, dead, nice lingerie. Yeah. I'm saying dead, nice lingerie. It's probably off. Don't just saying that.
Yeah.
Because they rip it, don't they?
Yeah,
cheap stuff.
Yeah.
If you get expensive stuff in a swingers club, you're going to be crying at the end. It'll be ripped a bit.
Yeah.
So that event, you just come in, you know, get changed, get a drink, and things go off pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's less social, more sex.
So is this more experienced people? That
so if somebody called me and said they wanted to come for the first time and Fucked was on Saturday night, I'd be like, do you know what, maybe try a different event, just ease yourself in, and then maybe try that another time. We have rock nights, and a rock night called Amped, that's really good. We always have a live band on that night. Really good local live bands as well, not like shit bands.
But when you're watching the band, are people not like sidetracked by what's going to happen later on?
No.
Are they just that comfortable where it's just part of you?
So
evening?
I think what people think is, apart from odd events like Fucked, I think people think that you come to the club just to have sex with strangers or your partner in front of people or whatever. You don't. It's a night out. So yeah, we're open from 8 until 2. You can't have sex all that time.
No.
You're done it.
Yeah, you
so
would. Like
we're
a diddy party?
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh. We'll talk about
we have
that
a bit more
bit.
Lube than him though.
No, loads of baby oil.
So but what we do is we provide a night out. It's not just about what you're doing upstairs. So like on these nights, like newbies and not-sos and Amps the Rock night, it's about, you know, the meeting new friends but watching the entertainment as well. The bands are brilliant, having a good dance. We literally raise the roof on the place. Sometimes we'll have like game show nights. We've got like a night called House Party. It's just like a house party. The bar's the kitchen.
Yeah.
We've got a room out the back with like Twister and like arcade games and all that kind of thing going on.
So you would feel
it's just a night out.
At that
and
point.
And because of that, because it's not like all about the sex and the intrigue and all that, which I think would make you more nervous, a bit of tension.
Yeah.
We just break all those barriers down and we put these things on. So it's like icebreakers. And so before you know it, you're having a boss night out.
Yeah.
You're having great conversations with people that you don't know. You're not even talking about sex. And like any other nice house out there, you're like, oh, actually, these are quite nice. But rather than have to find a hotel room or go back to yours, you just go upstairs.
Yeah.
So we're creating a nice house. Yeah.
It's the safety of it that surprised me when I first spoke to you.
Yeah.
And since then, like you say, a lot's changed since we spoke in the first series. I've had a lot of friends who've now become divorced or they're still single and they just have given up on the dating scene. They jump onto, you know, one of these apps and they're looking for love. And on the other end is just lads wanting a shag.
Yeah.
And so they'll get, they'll say hello the next minute within two messages, kind of come to yours. And they're just put off by men completely because that's all they see. But at the same time, these girls have got needs.
Yeah.
And they're missing that side of a relationship, but they don't necessarily want to bring a man into the home. They've got kids, whatever else. And I hear this, what you're doing, and I think this isn't just for couples who want to go swinging. There's so much more to this. This is like a safe place for people who just want to go and have a good time. Release the tension. Go home. No questions asked. They're not obliged to go again. They're not obliged to text anyone back. And there'll be women listening to this now who are sat in the house. The kids are in bed. And they're thinking, I wouldn't mind someone having a little grab at me.
Yeah.
You know, for a minute. I don't know. The people in different situations, different circumstances will be listening to this through different ears, I think.
And I think that we need to break down some, you know, misconceptions and barriers and all that. Swingers Club, it just sounds so seedy. And you've got this preconceived idea of like black and red everywhere, you know, dark corners, you know, men wanking under the towels and all that kind of thing. You occasionally get it, but not for long if I see them.
Because you are the boss, aren't you? You're there to keep everyone.
But also all the managers have been trained by me, so they all work the same way as me. And don't get me wrong, we don't rule the place an iron fist, but you know, we don't suffer fools and we don't want it to be seedy. It's a classy place. Yeah. And just because people are having sex on site doesn't mean it's got to be like a carry-on film.
Yeah.
You know, it's so it's clean, it looks nice.
It is spotless, by the way. When I went to do that filming, I couldn't believe it.
It's always clean.
Off the floor. It was spotless. Immaculate. Yeah. And there was a little room. And I might be remembering this wrong. You know, your brain plays tricks on you. And it reminded me of like a soft play area with holes in the middle. Is that right? So it was like little bunk beds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people can put their hands in. So you're in with your partner or whatever.
Yeah.
And people put their hands in or whatever. That was the bit I was like, well, I've never heard of anything
that's been
like
extended
that.
Now.
Oh, okay. So that's a
honestly, the club's
place.
Completely changed since you were there last 10 years.
So yeah. Talk me through that room then from what you've seen.
Okay. So that room, when you first went in there, it was like split in half. And it was like bunk beds on one side, wasn't
that's right. Yeah,
not like when you go camping in Colomendy. They were like just like split level platforms, wasn't there? With like little caves underneath where you can go and have like fucky. And then on the top, you can go and like be an exhibitionist where people can watch you freely. So now, the other side of the room was like just a few beds with like bars in front of like peek through the bars. That was a bit seedy. So that all got ripped out.
Okay.
And so the bunks now go right the way across. You probably get about 40, 50 people in there now if you wanted to, but we generally don't.
Is your dentist chair still in?
Yeah.
I love telling people about the dentist chair.
Honest to God, though, Leanne, there's a sign on the wall, don't wear heels or shoes on the chair. And the amount of fucking holes we've got in that chair, because everybody's obviously getting rails in it and putting their feet down, the stilettos are going through. We've had to cover it in Kevlar.
Because I was going to say, they're not cheap, those dentist chairs, are they?
That was £2,000.
Oh, my word.
But anyway, you know what? It just goes with the territory. You know, the heels are going to go through vinyl. So we've just put Kevlar on now. It's like swing-proof Kevlar.
It's when you think of what you do for a living, and this is for any, there's so many different walks of life for this. If you're doing a job you absolutely love and you believe in, it's not a job, is it?
No.
So do you feel like you've just picked this perfect career?
Do you know what? It's getting harder because it's also a business. It's a legitimate, legal, above board business. And everything's gone through the roof, hasn't it? So
for everyone,
it's dead hard for small businesses, small to medium businesses. And then also, you know, everybody out there, they haven't got as much money. So there's not as much money coming in. So I love what I do, but it's getting harder just to run a business in general. So it takes a shine off it a little bit.
Do you think there's an end date for this? Do you feel like...
No.
No, you'll keep going. No matter what, you will keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a long-term vision of backing away a little bit.
Yeah.
I've tried 3 times, never happened. I've always had to come back for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. I'd love to back away a little bit and sort of enjoy the club as a customer a bit more.
Yeah.
You know, beat people publicly a little bit more for my own enjoyment. Rather than, you know, when I do it, like I'm doing it on Saturday, it's for a reason. It's our 20th anniversary party on Saturday and there's loads of performances on and I'm one of them.
Oh, fab.
But I want to be able to get to a point where I can, like, let other people run it. I can still go in and enjoy it.
When you say performance, you're giving a song or are you...
No, I'm definitely not singing.
Tell me what you're going to do for the performance.
Okay, so I have... Do you know what floggers are?
I know about flogging, so
okay,
like in the
so
old
days. A flogger is a handle with several like tails, falls of like leather, rubber, plastic, and it can be anything.
Yeah.
So I use floggers. Floggers are my thing. I've got 75 of them.
Do floggers hurt?
Yeah, they can do. You don't have to. They can be nice and soft.
Yeah.
But when I wield them, it's generally because people want to be hurt. So my floggers are a bit more nasty. Anyway, so I'm flogging on Saturday, but I'm using fibre optic floggers. So these are all fibre optic strands. Obviously, they light up. They're 6 foot long.
Yeah.
And I can change the colours on them and everything. and I basically use my whole body and do like a big massive like display of like hitting somebody.
Yeah.
But moving them every like fucking Jackie Chan.
So the lights are out and you're giving it the bifters with your light up.
And I'm doing it to fire starter.
And will you have victims?
I've got one really good victim who's done it before.
Is that your gym?
Oh God, no. He'd chase me with them if I came out at him with them.
So it's someone who really enjoys you whipping the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And so everyone watching. That. Do you think there's something in the everyone watching as well?
People love to watch BDSM scenes, especially people that are experienced or bringing different things like that. Mm. Normally in BDSM, you see like caning and discipline, humiliation, beatings, cock and ball, torture, trampling, you know. I'm reeling it off like it's so normal. It is for me.
It's like a shop and lace, milk, bread.
Well, that's just
Krispies.
Normal run-of-the-mill stuff, you know. So when you're coming up with something a bit different, people are like, ooh. And when it's me as well, because I'm Lady C, that's me also. You go, oh, Lady C's doing something. You know,
you're like Peggy Mitchell of the swinging club. Yeah. So if the boss comes forward and is doing something.
Imagine Peggy Mitchell, though, with fibrotic floggers.
I think she'd be fabulous. That little body she used to have in the Carry On films.
Oh, she was lovely, wasn't she?
Yeah, she'd be in fat. I can imagine it in that little cosy, swanning around. So people like to be flogged publicly, people watching them, flogging them. What other things do you do or you experience at the club that you think people listening might not know about?
Okay, so they might not know. This isn't like filthy, but I'm going to say it anyway. Yeah. We've got what we call a queer space. So an LGBTQ plus venue, non-gender toilets following all this sort of... We've had non-gender for years, but...
Yeah.
And we're creating a queer space around Merseyside, but centres around our club, if you like, for people that want to find a safe space, not just to socialise and play, but to get information and to be like a hub, if you like.
Yeah.
And we're going to be connecting in with other organisations, charities, art and culture organisations to basically bring everything together so there's a hub where people can find the information that they need or the nights out, the safe pubs, that kind of thing. I want to do a life draw and I need advice on, you know, family health, I'm a gay man, all that kind of thing. So we're going to try and put it all together. And we run events called Queer Space as well. We have a social and a main event. So all that's coming in, that's really good. People might not know about that. People who are curious and don't know where to find other people like them, whether they're gender question, whether they question the sexuality, or whether they're just a little bit quirky, then this queer space is for them to just come and meet other people who are also in that position.
As a mum listening, and many mums that'll be tuned in listening to this, or you know, people who are protective over young nieces, nephews, whatever, this is like music to my ears when you hear something like this, that there's a safe space, so they're not looking online. So they're not, you know, finding themselves on the dark web and reading all these awful things or on forums. And you're not protected and there's people out there trying to catfish you and all that kind of stuff. Face-to-face isn't popular in any walk of life anymore. Everything's done online. So the dangers surrounding that are ridiculous. Mm. To be able to come face-to-face with somebody who's going to educate you and keep you safe, that's priceless.
That's the aim, you know. And we have come across loads of people over the years, swinging fetishists and LGBTQ+, who have been online. They've tried to arrange meets or whatever and it's gone really bad.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, people pretending to be like a couple.
Yeah.
For I'm meeting a single female, it's not, it's a guy. I've had somebody who was communicating with a guy and then sent his mate along on this meet instead because he couldn't make it.
But,
you know, I think it wasn't, it was just this.
Yeah.
There's loads of that. And so we wanted to try and create this community where people who are just want something a bit different or experience something a bit different and are not confident going online or they've heard the horror stories, they've got somewhere to come along. Mm-hmm. And there's never any pressure. You know, you don't pay your money and you've got to perform. You pay your money, you do what the hell you want. You'll stay dressed all night and chat shit at the bar. There's always a barman who wants to chat shit with you.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
And so the queer space is like a spin-off of what we've been doing already. On the back of all of our queer members that we've gathered over the years who've come to us with these horror stories, they said, we need somewhere. Right, we're going to create it. So queer space is that space. So anybody who's questioning or people that just want to meet other people, other friends, or they do want to have sex with a stranger and walk away.
Yeah.
We've got events and a space for those people, but also for other organisations who want to tap in and work with us as well to try and create a safer Merseyside for our queer community, because it's getting really dangerous out there now.
I know.
And I'm really fearful for it.
Much more.
Our trans members, you know, we've got trans members of staff. One's had to back away recently. And she's really terrified of, you know, what's coming and all that and what could come. And I'm really, really fearful. So queer space is our little part of trying to tackle all of that.
You should be so proud of that. Yeah. I think that's incredible.
So that we're doing that.
Yeah.
But because you want a bit of filth as well. So
love a bit of filth.
Yeah. So you want to hear the stuff that people might not know about.
Yeah, stuff like maybe that you've had to say no to. So last time you were talking to me about like fellas who love to chase a light across the floor and pretend they're the puppy or the kitten or whatever else. And, and I love all that stuff. And give me any of that. That's great. Anything I might not know. But also tell us if there have been times, because you've got this dungeon underneath and you lock people in, you'll go shopping and you'll come back and let them out whenever you feel. And that's their release, taking all the power away from them. Usually, you know, high profile people or people with powerful jobs. And I remember that from last time. I remember our talk so well. Because it was just so interesting. Mm. But I did come away afterwards and I did wonder to myself, has anything ever happened down there where you've gone, whoa, I'm
down
not
in the cellar dungeon?
That. Yeah.
I've been asked to do a load of things and I've said no to, but I've been, what we have is what we call dungeon monitors, DMs. And on main fetish nights, we have one walking around all night, all around the venue, making sure that everybody's playing safely and there's nobody getting themselves into something that they maybe shouldn't. You know, it's inexperienced or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So occasionally, it's not just in the cellar dungeon. We've got a few dungeons around the building.
Yeah.
But the cellar dungeon is a little bit out the way. Yeah. It's downstairs under the building. It is a bit like dark and ominous.
It's fabulous.
And
it's like Game of
brilliant.
Thrones.
Yeah.
Looks like a
and
film set.
It does
set.
Breed that sort of imagination, you know, to let your imagination go wild
and
a little bit.
And you've had a few drinks, Vic, and then...
Well, we don't condone people drinking before they've seen and BDSM because, you know, drinking and flogging doesn't really go very well.
I was going to say, people have a drink afterwards. Too much.
And actually, if somebody is drinking on a fete night and it's early doors and they haven't gone upstairs, I'd be questioning what they're doing.
You've got to have eyes in the back of your head.
So we're watching people's bar bills and all that. Yeah. Fete night's generally tea and coffee for that reason. It's not much booze. And we do it later on. Because you just got to have all your wits about you.
Yeah.
You know, you're hitting people not to really hurt them in the real sense. You're trying to hit them in a way that's pleasurable and they get like lots of hormone and endorphin releases and stuff like that. So you've got to have your wits about you. If you've had a few to drink, you might push their boundaries and yours unwittingly or, you know, with full intention because that's what drink does to you.
Hey, so we've got to monitor all that. Our partners, you wake up next day and you go, oh,
Yeah, that's how I got my head injury.
What was?
Sorry about that later.
You think, oh, I'm not doing that again after the bevy.
Yeah.
But so imagine in a club scenario as well with a stranger who's encouraging you and you might feel like you need to step up a little bit or you don't really want to say no.
But
so.
That's what our staff are there for.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
The staff are not there to just serve drinks. And actually, we might have three bar staff on a night.
Yeah.
But we might have seven other buzzies, other members of staff and managers walking around. And they are there for the safety aspects. They're to make sure that if he's behaving themselves, everything is safe, sane and consensual. There's no people like being a bit pushy. Yeah. No wanking dead. They're the guys with the towels wanking under the towels. Yeah. No wanking dead. And just generally no, like, you know, people being like overly boisterous. And you don't want, it's a fine line, you don't want to be like police it so it's like a sterile clinical environment.
Yeah, they've got
but you don't
freedom.
Want it to be, yeah, but you also don't want it to be a free-for-all where it's just like a stag night and everyone's getting pissed and saying whatever they want and,
scene.
You know, grabbing you.
Yeah.
You know, no inappropriate touching. It's one of our biggest rules and people think, well, you're the swingers club, why wouldn't you allow that? I'm like, well, just because I'm standing in my underwear doesn't mean that I am fair game to anybody who wants to pour me boobs or my ass.
Yep.
I'm dressed like this for me, not for your pleasure and your hands.
I went to see in London, there was a cabaret night and there's, what you call the girls, like a burlesque almost. Mm-hmm. And she had nothing on, just like a little pale thong. And she's dancing around, she's lovely. And as you come past, someone smacked her bum.
Mm-hmm.
And all hell broke loose, the security were everywhere. Yeah. And it was that moment of, well, she's walking around in a thong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this was entertainment, it's a production, it was theatre.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just smack someone's arse. So I totally get what you're saying. There would be certain people who would be thinking, well, she wants me to, or he wants me to.
And they don't last long.
No.
You know,
they moved
they
on.
Get one warning, just one.
Yeah.
If they do it again, they're barred. They're not even asked to leave. They're barred. We're dead strict.
Yeah.
And that is why people come to town now, time and again. I mean, there's 90 clubs across the country, probably a few less now, a few have closed, unfortunately, with everything going on. But what know is one of the best because of our safety and security and how we police the place very discreetly, though.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, we don't have doormen. We don't need doormen.
No.
Our staff do it well enough.
Yeah. So and the members, by the sounds of it.
The members self-police as well. Yeah. So after a little while, if they see somebody upstairs who's maybe been a bit pushy or whatever they're doing, they'll just come and find a member of staff, a lanyard on, and just say, that guy over there. And then we'll go and deal with it.
Yeah.
Or if they're being followed around or somebody's asking to play and they're not taking no for an answer, just come and tell us and then we'll deal with this. Their night isn't ruined.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Leanne, this does not happen all the time because of how strict we are. But when it does, we're on it. And so nobody's night out is ruined and that person is very discreetly and quietly dealt with.
So going back to weird requests.
Okay, so I have had some really weird requests. Some of the ones have been like, can I stay in your dungeon for a week? I don't want to be let out. I want to be caged. Me cock caged so they can't pleasure themselves out of boredom.
So is that just like a set, like underwear with a cage on? Or
have you not seen a chastity cage?
No, talk me through
love.
It.
God love you.
Talk me through it.
Okay, so it's basically, it's a cage for your cock. And it's about that big and they tend to bend round like that, like a little kidney shape. And they've got like bars going over them. And it like, you put your cock in it and you lock it round and you put a little padlock on it and you give your key to your mistress and then she'll give it you back when you're allowed to have her.
So you can't touch it yourself?
You can't touch it yourself. It's only at mistress's whim.
And how long this guy wanted it on for a week?
He wants it on for a week. So he wants to be locked up in the dungeon. He wants a straitjacket as well. I'm like, you're not being sensible.
You're not being sensible.
You know, you want to wear a straitjacket for a whole week.
Yeah.
What if you want to itch your nose?
Yeah.
That'll drive
and
you mad.
And if your willy's in a little cage, you can't even have a wee and all that.
Well, you have to wee through it. It's got like bars. It's all metal. It's stainless steel.
Oh, so it can't your wee. Just, oh, so it could have a wee.
And then you just have a little wash.
Yeah.
And then you're all right.
Did you meet him in the middle? Did you say you can do a 24 hours?
We didn't go ahead with it because I said to him you couldn't wear a straitjacket.
So he said no?
He said no. He went, well, I want to be a straitjacket all week. I went, you're absolutely nuts. You haven't thought this through.
No.
That one didn't go ahead. But yeah, I mean, there's been people who've been in chastity for months. Months.
And so they come in the chastity belts?
The chastity device, it is. Like a little device. It just is like...
In their head to watch people having sex and be in that environment.
Yeah.
That's like a torture to them because they can't do anything. Yeah. I'm getting it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But then when they are... I mean, what they like is they like to be controlled. That's a kink. So their mistress has control over their most intimate needs.
Right.
That is a big turn on for some people.
Yeah.
Then the actual bondage of having their penis in the cage, that's a big turn on. They feel a stainless steel and stuff like that. Then there's the denial. So the control, the denial and all that.
Yeah.
That's a big, and the humiliation side of it, that can be a turn on.
Yeah.
And then when they are finally released and they can go and have a little five knuckle shuffle, apparently it's the best thing ever because they've done it, haven't done it for so long. And because mistress has allowed them, they've gifted them this, it just feels even better. It's all up here. It's all up here. It's great.
We all have our own little things, don't we, that, you know, turn you on or, you know, get you in the mood, whatever they may be, whether it's putting a chastity thing over your willy or whatever.
You have it for females as well.
So women, because I always wonder if there's a massive difference. I wanted to ask you, when you're thinking of how you're going to cater to the women and what the women are coming for and what they need, without putting all the women in one box and all the men in another box, is there a big divide between what the women want and the men want?
I find that women are more sexual in BDSM.
Right.
So they do like all the bondage and the pain side of it, but they might want a little happy ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they might want their master or mistress to be sexual during the play. I don't mean sex, but, you know, like touching and intimacy.
Yes.
So I feel like females want more of a connection in a sexual way, even if sex might not take part.
There's got to be a bit of an emotional side to it in some way. Yeah.
Not all. Some just want to beaten.
Right. Okay.
And that's fine. Yeah. You know. Whereas guys, even though I'm sure they wouldn't say no if you're throwing a little wank during the session.
But they're not there for that?
They're not there for that.
Oh, okay.
But most guys are more than happy to just go through the humiliation, the degradation. They want to serve their mistress. They want the pain and the humiliation, all that kind of thing.
And then do they go home and have a wank?
Probably. That's in their wank catalogue for months and months and months then.
Yeah.
And then some, if you're wearing tights, they'll, you know, ask mistress very kindly if they can take the your tights away, and then they'll probably, you know,
take them.
Yeah.
I get messages all the time about me knickers and me tights and socks.
Yeah, you make
stuff.
A fortune, mate.
It's just a wonderful world, isn't it? And you look at people, and as long as no one's getting it, and everyone's having a lovely
time.
Well,
they are, but they've asked for it.
They've asked for it, and they want it, and they can say stop when they want to stop.
Safe words all day long.
You watch these documentaries, Vicky, and it's in like a flat above a chippy.
Oh, we always pick the worst ones, don't we?
There's these things going on based on the internet. They'll find you on Instagram, like in Dubai. You hear about these young girls that go out to Dubai, they're sold by the glamour and all that kind of stuff, and then they find themselves in these situations that are 100% not safe. Have you ever spoken to anyone involved in that kind of thing, you know, who take it outside the club and things have happened and they've regretted it? Give us some of that.
Yeah, so you mean people that have tried to arrange like swing and meet or BDSM meet outside of the club and it hasn't gone...
How badly can it go?
It can be like your worst thing you can ever imagine, really.
Because you're tied up, you're vulnerable. What are you going to do in that situation?
You know, even in our club, I'll say to new people, don't play in a private room if you're playing with somebody new.
Yeah.
You know, even though we know a lot of people, we don't know everybody, and we try and make most of our BDSM rooms so you can see in.
Yeah.
But if people take it outside the club and they've met the person online, it's an unknown quantity.
Mm-hmm.
You can be whatever you want, whatever avatar you want to be. You can call yourself anything. You can tell the person you've got all this experience in the world.
Yeah.
And then that person is walking very vulnerable into what could potentially be a very dangerous situation.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like, you know, terminal, but... As good as, you know, this person could be tied and bound and then absolutely fair game for somebody to do whatever they want to do to them. And it's happened.
I've heard it. The police as well, Vicky. And then they go, well, here's all the messages she sent me. This is what she wanted me to do to her. I can imagine the repercussions of trying to prove people who have, you know, gone to thinking someone's going to play by the rules. Mm. They can take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to prove, isn't it?
So what I'd say, if anybody is interested, if you're going to go on like a swing and meet, I'd go on a date first, just a few drinks, and just, you know, check the person out. I wouldn't just say, whatever hotel, whatever time, fucky go, you know.
Yeah.
I think most of us have got a spidey sense
and
you can tell if somebody's got a little bit of a weird thing going on.
Yeah, yeah.
If your spidey senses tell you or flutter just a little bit, don't do it.
Leggy. Just totally leggy.
Red flags are always there and you've got to trust your instinct at the end of the day. Always. Also, if you are wanting to partake in BDSM activities, I would not do that outside of a club venue with somebody that you don't know.
Yeah.
Do it in a club first and get to know the person. Then once you trust them and you've got a circle of friends around you who also know and vouch for them, then go and take it to your home, their home, hotel, whatever.
Whatever you need to do.
You've just got to protect yourself. Mm. But people so desperately want these experiences and to fulfil these fantasies, they're willing to put themselves at risk.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like every walk of life, there's predators out there who are just waiting for these vulnerable people.
And I imagine
men and women.
They watch 50 Shades and go...
50 Shades of Shite.
Did that change the world? Did you have people turning up going, that's what I want to do?
Yeah.
50 Shades, it looks so glamorous.
It was great, actually, in a way. And in another way, it was a massive pain in the ass because people watched that thinking that's how you should behave. And actually, Christian Grey, if you really read him between the lines, he's an abuser.
Yeah.
He's a predator.
Yeah.
And he blames it on, you know, child abuse and stuff like that. So really 50 Shades of Grey have got very dark undertones, which we try and get away from. And it's a big misconception that a lot of people on the scene are damaged and you know, they've got mental health problems. A lot of people have, but so a lot of people in the general population have as well.
Yeah, walk around the Asda.
We represent the general population. Yeah. We're no different, you know, just because we like to hit each other.
I love how you just put it so straight.
Just throw it in there, hit each other.
Yeah. What do you call it? Flog each other, yeah.
After it, I'm actually going out to practice my scene for Saturday night. I'll be flogging.
So tonight are you open? Like, are you open every night of the week?
What day is it, Leon?
It is Friday.
Yeah, so, tonight is Ruby Slippers. It's the all-female event.
Now, you never mentioned Ruby Slippers. Tell us about Ruby Slippers.
So Ruby Slippers, all females, as long as you identify as female, live as female,
24/7,
you can go.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of estrogen in the room for me. I've got to be honest. I'm like that. All the ovaries are twanging in here tonight. Get out. But It's great.
So is it all women who want to play with other women, yeah, or is it a social thing like some of the other nights?
Some women go just for the social because they just like the company of other women.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're a little bit curious, but they're not too sure what they're into.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in their head, they're like, maybe I'm a little bit bi.
Yeah.
But in reality, am I really? So yes, they might come along just to see.
Yeah.
Others know that they're bi or whatever, mm-hmm, and they just want to have a good time. We have loads of lesbians come along. Yeah. We have loads of trans females come along. And it's just a great night for liberated women, yeah, to rock themselves in whatever outfit they've... I mean, some lovely underwear that, yeah, they could turn up, absolutely lovely, in the heels and all that, you know. And just to be the best version of themselves, rocking it. And if they play, they play. If they don't, they don't. They still have a great night out.
Yeah.
Really great night out. And that's been... Ruby Slip has been going since COVID, just after COVID, actually. Before that, it used to be called Indulgence. And that was more of a pamper night. So it was opportunities to play. But we also had, like, therapists in and stuff like that, which was quite nice.
It's so fabulous when you talk about it. It's like, yes, you've got a mantra. And yes, everyone knows what they're going for. But you don't have to just go for levels.
At Indulgence, they could get like a manicure with a piercer in once.
Yeah.
We had, what's that, them sound bowls.
Oh, yeah, like the sound therapy.
Meditation, mm-hmm, massage, Reiki and Indian head massage. So people were coming along, they need 10 as well, and they were coming along to maybe meet somebody for, you know, nice times.
Yeah.
But they could also, you know, have the palm read and have an Indian head massage,
yeah,
and a bit of Reiki while they were there.
It's, do you know what? It's like a can of worms. The minute I start speaking to you, I've got a million questions, so it won't be the last time we speak to you. I'm sure we'll have you back on again. Remind everyone again how they listen to your podcast.
So it is the Path of Cell podcast, and we've got a website, so it's that.co.uk. You can get us on Spotify, all your normal platforms. We're a vodcast as well, so you can see us on YouTube.
Fabulous.
Episode 89 just went out yesterday. We've got, I don't know, about 20-odd Patreon episodes.
Yeah.
We've been live on stage a couple of times.
Amazing.
As well.
Where'd
now.
Where'd you do that?
In Townhouse.
Oh, so in your own place. Makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah. The last one was in April. It was a sellout.
So if you listen to this and you're thinking, this sounds a bit of me, I want to go, I want to be safe, I want to just see what it's all about, you're intrigued in any way, what do they do?
First thing you do is go onto the Townhouse website, which is townhouseswingers.com. And from there, you're going to find all the events that are on offer,
yeah,
how to get a membership, all the most common questions, what you wear, what times to arrive.
Do they need to get a membership, or can they just ask to come and have a taster set?
So what I'd recommend is come to...
Yoga. They're going to just come and see if I like your face. Yeah.
You come to the open evening, or you can come to Pub Night.
And that's free.
Open evening, just walk in, no ticket. Just have a look around and see.
Have a look
at the obligation.
Yeah.
If you want to come to an event, you can just come to a Pub Night Survivor.
Yeah.
Pub quiz, maybe win a few quid, few drinks. But if you want to come to the main event, you do need to take a membership. If you come from out the area, from like miles away, and you don't think you're going to visit again,
yeah,
no membership required. It's only a tenner,
yeah,
membership for a year.
Oh God, okay.
It's dead cheap. So you haven't got to take a membership if you live in like Ireland. But if you're going to be coming over quite regular, then we ask you to take a membership. It's a security thing, really.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We have like a biometric system for our membership well. So nobody can just
sneak
in.
Oh, you're so high-tech, aren't you?
Oh, you know me. You know, I don't do things by halves. It's not just a swingers club. If like Carl and Black Label made swingers clubs, ours would be it.
Yeah, of course. Well, I love speaking to you. We'll have her on again. Any questions, go find her. Townhouse online. Find the website. Vicky, you're the dream. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.